occasionally you have moments or you have realizations about things that stand out and you want to acknowledge them. So this is my public acknowledgement. The month of November has some birthdays for some really special people. So this month, I'm going to give you short episodes to celebrate a few of those people. Let's go. November 16th. This is a date that we are going to celebrate Corey Hagler. Corey is my cousin, he's my friend, and he's a man that I definitely admire. Corey is my basketball brother, and through ball, we know each other very well. Now, mind you, Corey's better at basketball than I am, but we could play together, and I could hoop, and I was a good teammate for him when we played. But we connected on so many levels, socially and personally, through basketball. We traveled, we did a lot of stuff together. Corey is a fantastic man. He is the son of James and Denise. He is the brother to Jameer and Dion. He is the husband to Desiree and the father to Dante, Andre, and Maya. He's the cousin to many, many people, and he's a friend to many, many more. And I remember one day Corey said something to me that really stood out and I thought it was interesting. I remember him saying, jokingly, that I took his dream, because at the time I was a school teacher and a basketball coach and I had won a championship at the time. And we had a good laugh about that. But it's beautiful because Corey, who is a basketball coach himself, grinded his way to also being a championship coach, because he is a champion. And there's no question about that. So I would say one of his greatest qualities is Corey is a loyal friend. And he loves to get family together to do something special to create a memory. He's a making memories guy. Me, Corey, Andrea, Jameer, etc. And this is me giving one back to him. So on this day, I want to salute Corey Hagler. Salute to you, Primo, and I thank you for being one of my best friends. So we got to give something extra, right? Because, I mean, we think about the things that existed there. A couple of memories that I have with Corey that are interesting memories is I remember a couple of times that I've spent the night over his house when his parents would let all the boys hang out together and we would play video games or whatever. And I remember one night we pulled a prank on one guy. I forget who it was, but we played a prank on him where you don't ever fall asleep before anyone else, right? You make sure everybody's like knocked out at the same time so you can be safe. And so it was one time, I forget who it was. It might have been Doug. But somebody fell asleep, so we put hot sauce on somebody's lips. And man, they woke up on fire, dude. It was so crazy to see, you know, just the joking times. There's times when I think Corey was with me when I was driving the Dragon Wagon and we went to go play some basketball somewhere in the rain. And the car, the Dragon Wagon itself, and you got to know what it is. Just imagine the Dragon Wagon, right? But we went through the center of a cross section and it like the water splashed and it like flooded the engine, like literally with water. And we were stuck at a Burger King for a couple hours until the engine dried out. And I remember taking that long, super long trip with all of us to New York. I think Corey's mom was driving. It was me, Corey, Tanya, Jameer, Janelle, all of us. We was on out there, and this trip, I swear, it took like 14,000 hours to go there. But we got to New York, and it was beautiful. It was a good time. You know, it was just good to travel together and make memories and jokes and things like that. I can remember some AAU tournaments that he was coaching one of his sons, and he'd come out, we hang out. Well, one memory that really sticks out to me, and this will probably be the last one because there's so many more, is I remember we were hanging out at Andrea's house, and then we went bowling with Andrea at, I think it was Dave and Buster's. And Andrea, she always made fun of us because Destiny, her daughter, could
always get us to do whatever, right? She was Destiny probably still is the queen of manipulation. And Destiny wanted to do something, and so she asked Corey, and Corey let her do it, and then she asked me, and then I let her do it, and Andrea's like, you two got to stop doing that. And me and Corey kind of looked at each other laughing, because we were just like, you know, it kind of is whatever, you know, we look at just having fun and making memories together. But no, this is the last one. I think this was a really cool memory, because Corey and I both like basketball. And as I mentioned before, and when I graduated from college, Dikembe Mutombo was at the graduation, because I didn't know his son went to the same university. Oh, no, it was his daughter. I think his daughter went to the same university as me. And so this 7-foot guy, and Corey's like, yo, did you see Mutombo? I'm like, dude, man, I don't remember nothing about what was happening at graduation, but it was a good time, man. And I'm so happy and fortunate that I got a chance to know him and continue to know him and to see the beautiful things he does with his family, and just to see the progress that he and his wife and his family make together. And I'm happy to see him do things with and for people. So yeah, man, I'm super happy for Corey, and I can't even imagine what he's gonna do next. The guy is just freaking amazing. So with that, amen. We out again. Feliz cumpleaños, primo. Con mucho amor y etc. Right? I'll talk to you.